Welcome to Toffee Blue View, your source for all things Everton. I'm Jerry, hanging around again. I got Edward and Max here. Guys, greetings. Good Monday to you. Yeah.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Salutations.
It's sort of a happy Monday, isn't it? Because we didn't get disappointed by our team this weekend.
No, we didn't.
Oh, that's a very good point. That's a good point.
You know,
and West Brom managed to kick them out of the FA Cup as well.
Yeah, you know? And I'm just going to say them. I think that's a good way to say it.
No, the others.
I did get to watch some. It was nice kind of watching FA Cup matches and not having as much emotional investment. You know what I mean? Mm. Not having.
I'm supporting Coventry now because of local like family ties.
Oh yeah,
and all that as well. So. Coventry is my little team. I don't want to go far.
Yeah, well, they've looked good. So
if they win the FA Cup, my mum's never going to shut up about it. So kind of want them to go so far, but not that far.
Yeah, I've DVR'd the Wigan West Ham game, so I'm looking forward to checking that one out later on tonight.
Oh, Will Grigg.
Will Grigg on fire again.
I'm psyched to see that because I mean I feel like a lot of people saw this one coming too.
Yeah, I kind of would want to bring him in just so that we could do the chant. And speaking of bringing him in, what have we got on today, Jerry?
Hey, segue. So comfortable, Max. It's seamless.
Yes.
The way this guy works. It's... yeah. So, today is... well, the window closes, slams shut on Wednesday. And today is Monday. So, obviously, we have to address some transfers. We're not going to start with that. We'll probably close with a bunch of transfer info and opinions and whatnot. But we're probably going to open. We're going to open the show with the a preview of the Leicester match Wednesday, because it's a great idea to schedule matches on the same day where your window closes. Right, guys.
All right, Sam. Mr. Samalides over there.
Hey, for the record, I heard people. I read people complaining about that before he said it today. So, just yeah, to be fair to the big man, all right. But yeah, it is a little strange. You know what I mean? Because like it actually affected my team when I was putting it together. I was like, oh wow. Well, if he's rumored to go, are we gonna play him? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
lots of little.
That means Schneiderlin might not play.
Okay, we'll go into that, all right? But, so after the Leicester preview, we're going to talk about the transfer rumors. There are a lot of them. We didn't do a whole lot of them last week because there weren't many. But guess what? Over the weekend, they started gathering steam. And, so rumors. Are they rumors? Are they bullshit? Are they real? Whispers on the wind. Is it Premel? Is it Jenel? He's a ghost. Whew. I'm trying to remember exactly what it was. Sorry, that was IT crap.
That was pretty good, actually.
But after we do the transfer rumors, then after that we're going to do more opinions. We're going to talk about dream transfers, the transfers that we'd like for Everton to put over the line. Usually pretty unrealistic is what I'm guessing. We're going to talk about the outgoing transfers that we want. And we're going to predict what we actually think is going to happen by the close of business on Wednesday. All right? So, after that rather lengthy intro, let's get on to the Leicester preview. So, guys, I have some, as usual, I have some information about Leicester. I'll rattle it off, and then let's talk. So, Saturday in the FA Cup, they beat Peterborough 5-1. First half was total domination. I watched the whole thing. They just outclassed them in the first half. Second half, it was a little more even, a better match to watch. They did not play a lot of their big guns, which means they're going full, you know, guns blazing coming out on Wednesday, which I would expect. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Before that, they beat Watford 2-0 and they drew with Chelsea 0-0. They're currently seventh in the table. So they're not far away from us. With 32 points, they're 9, 7, and 8. A win here would be a nice little, kind of like a little 6-point turnaround. It'd be nice. So, I'm aware of the fact we'd only be gaining 3 points, but you know what I mean. It prevents them from, whatever. So, possible lineup. What do we think Sam's going to put out there? And should we try to predict it at all? Because, yeah. I will say today, earlier today, Sam said that Coleman's back in the squad, and there was much rejoicing. All right? And additionally, yes. He did say that Garbutt's in the squad.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
And as we know, the usual suspects are injured. And there might be some people who are unavailable due to possible transfers. So, guys, what do we think? What do we think is going to happen? Who are we going to play? Who are we going to run with? Max, no. Max, do you want to start? You look like you're about to talk, but then Edward just talked. And I was like, ah! So.
No, I was just going to say, particularly, I think it's worth noting that he did come out and say that Luchman isn't going on loan, much to the joy of our
supporters. That was the other one. Yeah, that is good. Yes.
So I think, considering that, you know, he's gave that upfront answer that, you know, no, he's not going on loan, he's staying. I think we've got to show faith in him now. I think he's got to get some playing time.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, and his reasoning for that was that Lennon has left.
So it's basically he's up the space in the squad.
Yeah, it's interesting though, because the rumor about Luchman didn't really come from Big Sam. It sort of came from the Echo, right? That's where that kind of first appeared, right?
Yeah. Something like that. It was definitely paper talk.
And I know they supposedly are a lot closer to Moshiri now than they used to be, according to the general meeting. But it's just a strange rumor to crop up from the paper that supposedly has that Moshiri's got their ear. You know what I mean? So anyway, will he be involved? Who knows? He may not even be on the bench on Wednesday. But what do you guys think? What do you think is going to happen?
I think we're going to go two defensive mids. As much as it pisses me off, we're going to do it. We're not going to play two strikers. So, fingers crossed, Schneiderlin's not playing. So,
in that sense, who do you think we're going for? If we're going to play two defensive midfielders, who would you favour that we go for?
I'd give Besic a go.
Besic.
Besic, maybe.
We have to talk about that later because there's a transfer rumor about him. That'll be in our next video, everybody. But yeah, there is a pretty strong rumor about Besic coming out.
Okay. So I think Gay probably will be in it. Maybe Davies?
Yeah, I mean, I've got Gay, Davies and Sigurdsson as a three-man midfield.
I'd tell you that.
I feel like the emphasis has got to be on playing more attacking football, really.
So what about Rooney then?
No, you can't put him in the squad. I just think after the way he's been performing lately, I think, again, and it just goes back to the argument that I've had that this is the problem that I think we should have anticipated with Rooney, that, you know, we can't play him week in, week out because, you know,
he's getting on.
And particularly if you want him to play Sigurdsson in that number 10 role to, you know, I mean, I know he's not lighting the world up at the minute, but if you want to put him in that position, and because there's always that chance that the brilliance will spark out of nowhere, really. So I think I'm putting a lot of responsibility on Sigurdsson's shoulders, but I mean, he had it at Swansea and he thrived under it, so
yeah,
let's hope we start seeing a bit more brilliance from Sigurdsson.
I think Rooney will probably go for Arsenal. He'll probably be the one for Arsenal, I think, if anyone, because he is one of our stronger players, but like you say, can't play him constantly, so I think he'll probably be playing at Arsenal.
It's such a weird thing because I think we've talked before about how we would like to try to play both of them in the side, but pulling Rooney farther back, kind of in the Davies role that we were just discussing. You know, having him play a little deeper, not really playing him where Sigurdsson would be, keep Sigurdsson in the center, but have Rooney pull a little farther back. But do we actually think Sam's going to do that? Not really. Not right now, anyway. Max, you're about to say something. I can tell. I've started to be able to read you guys. So Max is going.
Because he did that, obviously. I mean, he got that. I think everyone kind of harps back to that West Ham game as the game where he has shown where he can be most effective. And he kind of had that free license to just roam where he pleased, whenever he pleased. And, you know, we reaped the rewards for that, particularly in that game. I'm kind of casting one eye to the future, with my lineups in for the rest of the season, really, because, I mean, apart from fighting for seventh or trying to get one of those European, Europa League places, which I really can't see us doing, I'm casting an eye towards the future and seeing, you know, who's going to be playing this time next season or the season after that. So, I'm particularly defence-wise, because at the back against Leicester, I've got Kenny, Holgate, Keane, and Garbutt. The reason why I've gone with Holgate and Keane is because I can see that being the pairing going forward. I was a big advocate for Holgate and Williams to play, but after that West Brom game, it became quite clear that we're not getting the ball out from the back quick enough. So, and I mean, I know Keane hasn't been in the greatest of form, but I just feel like putting him alongside Holgate, who I think is, you know, you've got to say, he's been a shining light in a very dull season. And particularly now, I think he's in probably the best football we've ever seen him play. I mean, I can't remember the man who it was, but the way he done that little turn round the man against West Brom, you know, 1-1 at home. The crowd's on everyone's back, and he's still got the composure to pull that off. I think it speaks volumes of him and the levels that he can reach as a player. So I feel like we've just got to give him as much game time as possible. And we need, I think people do say, you know, you've got to play your way out of bad form. And I feel like we've got to do that with Keane.
So
I'd back up on Kenny, Holgate, Keane, and Garbutt, because we need the left footer. It's so painfully obvious that without that left footer down that left hand side,
everyone agrees. You're so right.
Yeah, I think that would be the defence I'd go for, to be honest, and that's the defence I see of the future. To be honest, I think it's just, and I think if our season's over, like everyone's saying, we may as well do something different. If Williams and Jags aren't working out, so yeah, go for it. I'd throw my hat for that.
Yeah. I've started to point my fingers elsewhere, because I know a lot of people saying, oh, we aren't getting enough shots off, but we've brought in the attacking players now. You know, we've brought in Walcott, we've brought in Tosin, so we've just got to have faith in those two to try and... I'm trying to even think of the right phrase for it, because we conjured up
rescue.
A bit more against West Brom, kind of rescue, kind of attacking movement, and start just playing attacking football again. So I mean, we brought them in, and I'm looking at the back line now is where the source of our problems are from, because I feel like we need to just overhaul the way we play in general. We need to get the ball out. We need to get the ball out from the back quicker, and we need to press from the front. It takes a lot more effort and concentration from the lads, but you know, they're earning enough money to do it.
I think. If you notice that little back line and Pickford as well, all English players. So in a way, that's sort of, in the terms of things like FIFA, that brings out like the extra bit of chemistry and like forms it all together. And you never know, it might work. It might really work in our favour.
I think it's just another feather in the cap, to be honest, with Everton. You know, as you say, an all English back line. I think no matter what country you're from, if you've got a good portion of players coming from your own nation, homegrown players, then you deserve nothing but praise for that, in my opinion.
To add, I mean, I would agree there's some issues back line. I would also say there's some issues in the center. Idrissa Gueye is really great at winning the ball back. He's really great at disrupting the other team's play. He's not really great at distribution. He's not.
No.
It's not his strongest suit, you know. He's also not. He's also not the best for retaining possession all the time. I mean, he's a good little, you know. He disrupts play. So it's who's been beside him recently that's supposed to be, you know, driving the passes forward, you know. And Schneiderlin's just been going backwards, sideways every time. That's one of the reasons why I agree with you guys. I think Davies would be a really good choice for this one. I hope he gets it, because he hasn't played lately. You know, and if Big Sam... Well, that's the real thing. Is Big Sam going to be the pragmatic guy that we thought he was, which is where when he sees a poor performance, he makes a change? Is he going to be that? Or is he going to stick with, because Schneiderlin, there's rumors today he could be on his way.
Exactly, and with us playing on that deadline day, it wouldn't surprise me if he wasn't in the squad. Because, I mean, they're talking like 20 million.
Mm.
I mean, I was a big fan of Schneiderlin, but just given how his performances have gone, they're very atypical of Everton. They're not very... What Everton fans want to see is pretty much the opposite of the way Schneiderlin's been lately. You know, we've been very passive, and we, as an Evertonian, I think a lot of Evertonians like seeing their players take responsibility, take the game by the scruff of the neck and give it 100%. And that just does not seem the case with Schneiderlin, in that the amount of times that you see the ball fly past him without him sticking a leg out, or the amount of times you see a man go past him.
Mm-hmm. See, and that's why, you know, if we were to bring in someone who is a little more forward thinking, but also brings Schneiderlin is a fairly tall guy. Having someone taller, you know, in the middle of the pitch is good. Physicality in the middle of the pitch is a good thing, which is one of the reasons why I don't. And you haven't seen Sam go with Baningimi yet, or Baningimi, however. But yeah, you haven't really seen a lot of that. So it wouldn't surprise me to see Gay and Davies. I think you could see that. I want to point out something Sam said today, though, about the defense, specifically about left back.
I saw that.
He said that he thinks that Cuco Martina has gotten is not given the credit he deserves, and that he's a defensively sound player.
He does kind of have a point.
I can see his point, because I mean the lad's been put in an awful situation, and it's not his fault. In that sense,
it's just crap.
You know what? He's poor. I wouldn't go too far to slate him and say that he's crap. It's just, you know, it's just little things. When you're watching him, you can tell he's a man out of the position. His positional awareness is very, very poor. And that just comes from playing out of position.
Yeah,
I can understand why he's probably said he's not given the credit he deserves in terms of his defensive efforts, because, you know, he does make a good few tackles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many times you see him stick the leg in and win that ball? And, you know, they can't really tell you a man off the top of my head that's done that lately, other than him. So... yeah, I can understand that, but
he has had more opportunities to do it too, though, because people attack that side knowing he's not a left back.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly. I just feel like a left back in the long term, not just in the short term. I think I'll touch on that when we're talking about signings later. Yeah. I feel like a left back in the long term as well is a necessity.
Well, those problems will be left back right over there.
Well, don't be surprised, though. I feel like one of the reasons he's... Don't feel bad for your wordplay, Edward. You know? Wear it. Own it, man.
It was
right?
Terrible, though.
I'll get my coat, you know.
Yeah.
Go on, what were you saying, Daddy?
But what I was going to say is I feel like one of the reasons he was saying this, all this stuff, is he was almost prepping us for him to play. He's saying, look, he's a defensively sound player. He's getting more flack than he deserves. Don't be surprised. And I actually think he's going to. I think he's going to start again. I think, you know, and so, yeah. I think the real questions, the questions about our lineup will it be Martina or Garbutt? Will it be Rooney
or Kenny or Coleman?
Will it be Rooney or Sigurdsson? Will it be Vlasic, Bolasie, or Lookman? You know what I mean? I feel like Tosun's probably going to be in. Walcott's probably going to be in. Gay will probably be in. Holgate. I mean, there are some that I feel like they plug themselves in practically nowadays.
Mm, definitely.
Sort of the first names on the team sheet and all that, isn't it?
Indeed. One of the things that I did not go into that I should probably is their probable starters. I don't think I did that.
Crap.
Schmeichel, Amarte, Maguire, Dragovic, Chilwell, Mahrez, James, and Ndidi. Albrighton, Okazaki, who I think Big Sam called Ozaki earlier.
well done, Tom.
Yeah, and Vardy. Could see Demarai Gray, Ibora, Silva. These are players that get playing time sometimes. I think Ibora actually played against us last time, played all right. And the Danger Men. We know the Danger Men.
Pace.
You know what I mean? And they're quick, and that's one of the things we got to think about, hoping Big Sam is taking that into account when he's putting a lineup together. They're quick.
Yeah.
So
in good form as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So
yeah.
I mean, I'm glad our defense is really like communicating well against a team that makes lots of good runs through the channels.
Yeah, because we definitely aren't conceding so many stupid goals.
Oh yeah, yeah. We're sound as a pound.
Yeah.
So anyway, predictions. I am going to predict mine first. I'm gonna actually be bold. I just maybe it's because I'm trying to will this to happen, but I don't know. I feel like Sam has had a long time to get the defense straight, to get them communicating better, to get. I feel like no game this past weekend. That's training time. So I mean, I'm hoping. I think we're gonna shut him out. Tosun's gonna score, and we're gonna win 1-0.
I would love that.
I would love it too, but there's that realistic part of my brain that's saying you're dumb. Why are you saying that?
So yeah, part of your brain just going, no, stupid.
That's my bold, unpopular prediction. So yeah,
I just. Because as much as I want us to put the focus on playing nice attacking football, just the way it's been going, I just can't see that coming out of nowhere, particularly against a Leicester side that are in a good run of form.
I don't think it will, by the way. With my prediction, I don't think it will. I think it's going to go against the run of play.
I think it's going to be just a defensive emphasis. So I think it's going to be 0-0.
Huh. I'd say that's still a little bit bold, actually.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Saying that we'll keep them out is quite a bold statement.
I think both of us are being bold with that.
Yeah.
All right, Edward, what does your pancreas tell you?
That's saying 5-0, but that's another completely different matter. Don't listen to the footy, that's saying about 10. Shh. But anyway, with my head, I'm going to say 1-1. With my heart, I'm going to say 2-0.
Okay. Well, none of these scenarios have us losing, which means we probably have our head in the clouds on this. We're probably
are going to lose.
Wanting so bad to be optimistic. So let's just acknowledge that right now, okay? But I think I think we're all kind of hoping it can't get much staler than the last performance. You know,
I just feel like a lot of pressure will be on the defense to have a good game here, particularly with the movement and the speed of Vardy and Mahrez. So I've got a feeling that they are going to be able to handle them quite well, because I feel like Holgate can pull off a decent man marking job who he's given. It's yet to be seen. It wouldn't surprise me if Gay is told to stick to Mahrez, because he, given the fact that he drops deep or he pops up in all areas of the pitch.
I mean, they'll probably throw Mahrez on the right to go up against Martina. But to be honest with you, on the other side, we have Kenny, who has inexperience. So either way, Mahrez has some sort of advantage on either wing.
Exactly. Exactly.
You never know.
We're just a font of positivity. After we make these positive predictions, optimistic, and they were like, by the way, Mahrez is going to scorch us wherever he goes. Let's rethink our predictions. All right, so guys, I guess that's it. Any other words on the possible good result?
If we're gonna pick a win up, then I think now
it has to be here.
Yeah, it's got to be. I don't think this bad run cannot continue any longer. Mm. We need to show a bit of a spark.
If we lose, then the season is definitely over.
I'm really wondering what morale is going to be like, not just for fans, but also in like the administration of the club if we lose.
Definitely.
That could be a strange thing inside the club if for some reason we pick up a loss.
Mm.
So just throwing that out there. All right. All right. I guess that's it for our Leicester preview. transfer window closes on Wednesday, which means that, all the websites and publications are all chock full of rumors. All the ITKs are out in full force. They've got a mate at Finch Farm. Don't we all?
I love that line. You hear it from everyone all the time. And, you know, it gets even better when they tell you, like, where about in Finch Farm that they work. It's like, oh, he's on the catering. Oh, he's in the laundry.
The spuds hearing about the new signing coming in.
That's what I was going to say. They just got done cleaning a toilet, and a couple of guys were in there talking transfers. They're like, oh, now I know. We're definitely getting Vardy. You know what I mean? even I've picked up on that, and I'm American, and I don't have a bunch of friends coming up to me telling me, oh, I got the ITK information. I just see it on Twitter and message boards and forums and everything. So, So I got a bunch of names, guys. Let's quickly talk about the outgoings, just because there's a lot more possible incomings. Outgoings, the ones that I've heard recently, besides, you know, there's a decent amount of U23 younger names that are probably going to go out, but it's harder to predict those. I know Boris Mathis just went just a little while ago.
Northampton on loan, wasn't it?
Yeah. So a lot of these younger guys are going to be heading out. I don't have every story on that. The big story from today is the rumor that Schneiderlin might be going to West Ham for $20 million. A lot of people got really excited about it, including myself, because we were thinking, oh, this means if we sell Schneiderlin, we other things are happening. Okay? Mm. And we can talk about those in a second. But from what I've seen, there's a really good West Ham ITK that a lot of people are quoting out there who says that move is probably not likely. Okay?
That doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Yeah, my hopes up for nothing, you know. You're going to make me cry.
Mm. And the rumor is that West Ham, if they got Schneiderlin, they would want him on a loan because his recent form doesn't mean that they should, you know what I mean? That, like, they shouldn't have to pay that much. I mean, it's not ridiculous. So will that happen? No idea. It's tough to get that kind of stuff going, but I've seen transfers take less time. Who knows? West Ham wanted them before. This could just be a recycled rumor, though, from last year. You got something to throw there, Edward?
Nothing. I'm sorry. Sore throat.
It's clear. So the Schneiderlin rumor might be for real, might not. But people have – there has been some talk about it, okay? So it's a big maybe. Next, Marcelo Brozovic from Inter Milan. There's talk of us already having put out a 16 million euro bid, which is like half his release clause.
How we were meant to be bringing him in was really weird. There was a class and swap deal. There was half of what his release clause is. It just seemed like one of those paper talk.
It's weird. Because, I messed up, by the way. I totally just brought up an incoming when we were talking about outgoings. But the reason I was bringing it up is because of the Klaassen rumor. All right? Mm-hmm. Klaassen, I've heard two possible locations for Klaassen.
Nice save that.
You see how I did that? And you'll never know if it's true. It's not. I was totally bullshitting. But Klaassen has been rumored to possibly go into Fenerbahce in Turkey. That's the strongest rumor I've heard about Klaassen, and I've heard that's probably going to happen, probably on loan. The proposed possible swap with Inter, and I've heard mixed. I've read mixed responses from Inter fans, supporters. Some of them want him. Some of them think no. But I haven't seen one credible source come out here with the Brozovic. You know, Sam did address the possibility of him and Nzonzi earlier today, and we'll talk about that in a minute. So Klaassen's a big maybe who might be leaving. I think Klaassen leaving is way more realistic than Schneiderlin leaving, okay?
Yeah.
Because we haven't seen Klaassen play in a long time, and Schneiderlin has been playing recently. Next, Besic. The rumor, people have been talking about Besic possibly going out for a while now. The recent rumor is that Middlesbrough wants him. Pulis is interested in grabbing him. I think it's on loan. Not sure. But, yeah. I mean, if he goes out alone and gets more experience and gets more game time and gets closer to being the player that he can be.
Yeah, my thing with Besic is, I mean, obviously he's been plagued horribly with injuries, and I've always looked at him as a player that needs a good dose of man management.
Yeah.
I feel it seems like a rough diamond, and because you know you see some of the passes that he can pull off, and some of the footwork that he's got, some of the tackles that he make. You know, they're all good ingredients to having a good central midfielder.
Yeah.
But I just don't feel like there's been a man manager there to, you know, sit him down and work with him day by day. I don't know, but I don't want to see him go, because I do feel like he still has potential there to be a good midfielder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Besic, see, I get the vibe it's decision-making, you know?
And that would come with it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I totally agree with you.
I do like him. He plays with his heart in his sleeve, but he needs to get more game time with a better manager, definitely. Or just because he's shown he can do it with the under-23s and that, with a different manager. Just
yeah,
not had the luck.
But has he looked strong with the U-23s? Because I've heard
that he was against Liverpool.
Somebody told me, like, not didn't tell me personally, because who the hell do I talk to? But I was reading online. Somebody said that Besic just usually was okay when he played with U-23s. You know, so usually somebody really needs to stand out to kind of merit being with the first team and getting playing.
Oh God, but sorry, came up again.
So I could see him going. Because, I mean, he hasn't been in a squad very often, so I could see it. Next, Sandro. The recent news has come out that he's flat out told us, look, I want to go. I just want to play somewhere. I think he wants to go, and it seems pretty apparent that he wants to go to Spain. That's where he wants to be.
He was pissed before.
Yeah. Big Sam has talked about Sandro and Klaassen today, saying that, we have not received a suitable financial arrangement. So we want loan fees, basically, for both of them. And I don't think we've gotten those yet. But I could see him going to Sevilla. You know, I know Sevilla has also agreed personal terms with Batshuayi. But Chelsea also may send him to Dortmund. It's hard to say.
Sure.
But I think if Sevilla gets Batshuayi, Sandro won't be going there. You know what I mean? Yeah, I could see him going to Sevilla, though, but we have to get some kind of loan fee. I think Newcastle were willing to do that, but I don't think Sandro wanted to be there.
Yeah, it goes back to me to what people said when the deal was first done. You know, people were saying, if it works out, great, because we didn't pay that much for him. But if it doesn't work out, then it's not too bad, because, again, we didn't pay that much for him. You know, he did show signs of being, you know, a really good forward, and you know, he did score that goal in a pre-season friendly against Sevilla, and then again he got that one against Atalanta.
Yep.
But he hasn't impressed massively whenever he's been on the pitch. But again, you've got to say, is that why isn't he getting a run of games, particularly in the form that the side's been, you know, the side that has been getting put out? They're not exactly setting the world alight, are they? So.
No.
Yeah. Sandro, actually, every time he's played to me, for the most part, he's looked I don't know if slow is the word, but he looks like he rarely wins 50-50 balls if there's someone else running toward it. You know,
not sharp.
He has trouble with hold up play. Somebody, if he's receiving a ball, a man will come through him, and he has trouble holding that man off. It's a pretty frequent thing with him. We know he's got a shot, but. I don't know. I do think that kind of stuff could get better, but I don't know, guys. I don't know. I could see him being loaned out and possibly never playing for us again, just so we could maybe get a bigger fee. We let him. We loan him out. He plays well. We get more money. Also, If Sam's not here, we get a different type of manager that's more his style of play. Sancho could come back, and I can see that as a possibility. Throwing that out there. So,
I'd like to see that.
I'm not writing that off because I sort of think that might happen. That's kind of as far as the outgoing rumors that have surfaced over the past couple of days. Those are the main ones. As far as incoming transfer rumors, I mentioned Brozovic. I haven't seen one really good source for that. Sam was asked about Brozovic and Nzonzi, and he said, it's possible, maybe. You know what I mean? It's not impossible. It could happen. He didn't flat out say no to either one. That tells me there's potentially some interest in one or the other. Or, and Sam does this, he's playing poker. All right?
Not giving it away, yeah.
Exactly. And that would not surprise me if for some reason we're going for neither. Okay? Would not surprise me. But Nzonzi won't go away. That rumor will not go away. He's been playing for Sevilla, though.
I think it'll only, if Schneiderlin does end up away from the club, I feel like that would be a very suitable deal to go for and get done.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Swap deal?
Possible. I've heard that mentioned. You know, Sandro there, and Zonzi to us. And I've also heard that one might not happen till the summer. There's that. Another one that came up today, actually. David Lopez, or I guess it's David Lopez, because he's Spanish, from Espanyol. That's the thing. He plays the same position as Nzonzi. He plays that kind of defensive center mid. He's a good player. And the price quoted, they didn't really quote a price, but they said it's, I think the word, the phrase they used was, it's an important figure as far as how much we would possibly be paying. And again, what I read was that might not happen till summer, but it could happen now. I think they would have to get a replacement. But that's a good player, you know?
I like it. Espanyol, one of the teams, I've watched them once or twice this year, and I watched them when they beat Barcelona 1-0 in the first leg, the Copa del Rey, I think it was last week. And they struck me as a team that, you know, they have that mentality that Evertonians want to see. They, you know, that 100%, give it your all, go in for every ball. The team overall, not just them, give me that impression. So being linked with a lot from Espanyol, I think it bodes well.
Yeah.
I just, personally, in my opinion, I don't think we should be going in for more midfielders. We don't need more midfielders when all we've got is literally midfielders and we bought a load in the summer. So there's just no point. Unless we start deciding to ship out like three or four at least, there's no point in like talking about getting more midfielders in. There's just no point. Especially if we want to switch to one defensive mid and Nzonzi comes in, who's going to replace him? Who's he replacing? Gay. Gay's one of our best players. So what's the point in that? Just wasted money at the end of the day.
As I say though, with that Schneiderlin deal, if that Schneiderlin deal comes off, I just feel like in Zonzi it'd just be the, you know, you're taking one piece out and just putting another one straight back in there. And I feel with Zonzi, well, particularly going off this season, showing a lot more consistency.
Than
Schneiderlin. It's just something that I think's worth flagging up is we need to be careful if we are, you know, like you said, that we need to be careful if we're bringing in more midfielders, because all these players that were brought in, just none of them seem to be of the same style, really. There's so many stylistic clashes in the team. So I don't know whether that comes from a fault in the director of football or the way we're getting these deals done. It's just that needs to be something that needs to be addressed. We need to start bringing players in who we feel will fit a style that we are going to go for and play going forward.
And it depends on if we're talking about Big Sam leading that style, or is it a different player?
It's another dilemma.
Yeah, it's a big. We've been curious about this for a while. We typically with transfers, it would be Sam and Walsh figuring that out, and the board actually stumping up the money for it, right?
Yeah.
But if Mushiri's in the background sitting there thinking, you know what? Silva and Fonseca might be coming in come June, so yeah. You know what I mean?
He's not wanting to invest money in someone who's not going to be around for the long term. That's just the main problem.
Maybe.
So, in a way, Sam's got to sell to buy.
And that's what I've heard, is there's a possibility that whenever, if we want to buy someone, we need to ship somebody out. It's just a squat for squad size. Not for money, but for squad size, you know?
Yeah.
So
we've come a long way. We've come a long way. You know, 2 years back, that shelter buy was always the case, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So for transfers, shelter buy to be for the sake of the squad size, that's an I think that's a little achievement, in given the short-term history of the club.
I would just keep that in mind. That, I mean, if we don't ship anybody out, we may not bring anybody in. Throwing that out there. More of the same position. Leander Dindonker from Anderlecht, young kid, can play center back, but he prefers to play center mid. Plays for Belgium national team. He's a good player. He's physical. I don't know how fast he is as far as speed goes. And he hasn't had the best year this season for Anderlecht, but Anderlecht hasn't played well anyway as a squad. There are rumors that West Ham are really pushing hard for him. So the names mentioned with him are us and West Ham. But that Twitter ITK for West Ham says they're working hard for that one. So yeah, but he's another possibility if we somehow ship out Besic and Schneiderlin and bring in Dindonker and Nzonzi. That's solid. Okay. That's good business. Next, Fabian Ruiz from Real Betis. That's, if you saw me messing around with my computer a minute ago, that's what I was looking up. He's another center mid. Yeah.
Don't need him. Don't need him. I'm not going to say any more because I feel like I'm just repeating myself. Just don't need them.
So, Edward, do you think maybe you're repeating yourself? Or are you being redundant? Or are you maybe saying the same thing over and over again?
I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, I feel like I'm just going to be repeating myself if I just keep repeating myself. So
yeah, basically, Edward thinks we don't need to worry about any kind of defensive center mid or anything like that.
Yeah, basically.
So, yeah.
I think, you know, just going off this season, isn't it, really? You know, we brought in so many number 10s. I feel like that's just one problem that's a go-to for Evertonians to explain why it's been so poor lately. So, yeah, I can understand that.
Next, got to mention this kid. I don't think we're going to get him, but he's good. And he's a left back. Joe Bryan from Bristol City. Everybody wants him. I think the figure quoted is inaccurate that you see everywhere, £7 million. I think it'd be closer to 20 that we'd need to give them. He's somebody's left back of the future. You know what I mean?
You've said that before, haven't you? You know, 20 million's the new 7.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, 7 million for a kid like that who's scored the goals he has in FA Cup and in the cups. I mean, he looks good, you know.
Yeah.
And he's a small. Everything I've seen is he's a sharp kid.
Yeah, exactly.
So it would be nice, but I don't think they're going to let him go right now. They're making a promotion push. You know, why would they do that?
Yeah,
it's when they get relegated next season. That's when we get him.
The only reason we would get him is if we pay them way more than he's worth. And then they'll say, oh, wow, that's ridiculous. So, yeah. Good left back, though. Another left back target, Aaron Cresswell, West Ham.
He's not bad.
I've heard we've been linked for him. Apparently, I mean, he's a fan of them. He's a them supporter.
So is Walcott.
Yeah, I know. That doesn't
happen. Although Lallana's a blue.
Yeah, well,
he dives against his own club, so.
Ashley Williams apparently was too. So that kind of stuff, I don't really worry about it. If they're professionals, they go and they play for the shirt, whatever. I'm not really worried about it. Cresswell, he's like 28 or 29. You know what I mean? He's older than I thought. Yeah. I thought he was like 24, 25, and he's not. So, again, it would be a signing for like the next couple of years.
No point.
Very immediate. Very. It's what a lot of our signings are looking like right now, right?
Short term.
Yeah.
Maybe it describes the manager.
Oh no! Yeah, I think it's. That's the thing is like Max has been really talking about playing young players for the future, trying to get them, and I'm thinking, well, Big Sam's so worried about keeping his job, he's just going to play veterans that he thinks can give him immediate results. It's such a weird, it's a weird situation there. It's strange.
Yeah.
Next, there's more rumors about Benteke, possibly. I don't see why at this point. We brought in Cenk Tosun.
No point.
He can. Cenk Tosun is good in the air. He's got good hold-up play, and he's also good connecting with other players. I don't know why we would do it, but it's been mentioned. Jared Bowen from Hull, 21 years old, forward. It's been mentioned that that's not going to happen as well. Apparently, like, Hull don't want to sell him right now.
They don't sell,
Yeah, so there's that. And then lastly, Kevin, and I hope there's no one's going to slay my pronunciation. Kevin Vogt. Kevin Vogt from Hoffenheim. Yes.
Yeah. Is center back?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's funny is I think we would be bringing him to sort him in. He's 6'4", by the way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's bring in a landmass to win some headers, you know what I mean? Win something in the air. It'd be great. He did get a little bit carved up in the Munich game that they had this weekend.
That was some game.
Bayern, it's tin pot league.
Yeah.
it's far from a tin pot league, mate. Okay. It's a great league.
Bayern is going to be – they're amazing right now, especially with the manager they have right now. Yup. But Vogt is he's a good, fairly young player. He's not too old. It's weird though. He's another like center back who's primarily right-footed, who we've been connected.
Oh,
with.
For crying out loud!
You know, there have been connections with Johnny Evans, by the way, too. But I think Arsenal's going to get him, so I'm not really emphasizing that right now. But yeah, he's a possibility. But again, mid-season, why would you sell a starting center back?
Exactly. Yeah,
there's just no point in the January window. There really isn't.
It's the flaws of the January window, isn't it? You know, if you realistically, if you're bringing in someone that you want to bring in, you're paying way over the odds. Yep.
And that's what Sam says. Sam, or sort of. Sam says, you know, right now left backs we're looking, but the ones they want, the clubs don't want to sell. Mm-hmm. I get that, okay. But he also says the ones that are available are the ones no one wants. All right, I get that too. But if we desperately need one, you pay a little bit over. I'm fine if we pay a little bit over, not to look like saps, but to the point where, you know, you find someone in the last year of their contract. Yeah, because we're struggling so bad over there. And we have no idea if Luke Garbutt is actually going to work out. That's why I feel like I wish we'd have played him already to know what we've got. So it wouldn't all be dependent on Wednesday. I don't know why we haven't given him some time just to see what we have, to see if we should bring someone in.
Because we're idiots.
I question that train of thought, that process.
I agree.
So anyway, have you guys heard of any others, or is that have I pretty much nailed all of them?
You covered it.
Yeah, you know what you are like. You stay up at night scouring for transfer news, so you probably hit them all on the head there, Jerry.
Yeah. I'm a little obsessed with my phone because of the damn transfer window.
He sees new rumors going up and it excites him.
It does. It does a little bit.
Anyways.
You know, and then I watch their YouTube video and try to see if I can find like a whole highlight video or, you know, Nzonzi versus Barcelona and watch every touch of his.
Holy crap, he's amazing.
You know, that kind of stuff. It's cool just to kind of get an idea of what you got, you know?
Yeah. I don't blame
you. Yeah. Yeah, but it's also a little pathetic. So there you go. That's our transfer rumors segment. Gentlemen, we thought we'd weigh in with some opinions now about the transfer window. It closes on Wednesday, and we need basically let's talk about what might actually happen. Let's predict what might actually happen. All right? Predicted ends. Who do you think we're actually going to add?
I don't think anyone, to be honest.
So, I mean, it's not a bad prediction. That's what I was thinking about predicting.
I was just going to say, I don't want to seem like a pessimist, but, you know, as you say, you know, as you know, and as we've discussed at length, you know, the January window always has its flaws, and particularly from the most recent press conference from Sam Allardyce, he didn't exactly fill you that hope that there's going to be many incomings.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
So, Edward thinks nothing. Max, do you any possibilities?
I'm not sure. As we've said, the only thing that I could see really is, you know, there's been this long-standing Nzonzi rumor that just doesn't seem to drop off in its intensity either.
Mm-hmm.
Really, it just seems to be like a link that's there. And I mean, we've got Brozovic as well, who's the other name that's kind of come forward. I feel like if Schneiderlin does go, which is you know being reported, then one of those two are going to come in. I feel,
mm-hmm.
and I feel yeah. I think that'll be us for the deadline day. I don't think we've got any left backs lined up to bring in. So
yeah, that's. I mean, honestly, the name that I wrote down is Nzonzi. That's the one that I wrote down. I can make a convincing argument as to why he won't come. All right, the main one is the fact that he's actually playing games right now and playing a lot of them for Sevilla.
Yeah, exactly.
If he's supposedly so upset and so angry, and if the manager considers him enough to put him in the plans, yeah, I mean he could be staying. It's very real possibility. It's not as certain as it seemed at the beginning of the window when he had that other coach who he wasn't getting along with. What's up?
Just got an alert on my phone. BBC. Schneiderlin deal breaks down.
Damn it!
West Ham want a loan. Everton want a £20 million sale.
Yep.
There we go.
It's exactly what we were thinking. Yeah.
There we go.
He literally said that in the video, that it's very possible that that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, that was the BBC as well. So
okay,
there's nothing that says that couldn't be rekindled and figured out, but
yeah, there's still time. There's still time.
Yeah,
we can pray.
But yeah, I've got Nzonzi down. I think the sources for Nzonzi are better than the sources for Brozovic. I've seen like one Italian publication mention it. And it's not really the reliable ones, which, to be honest, reliable. I've seen them report Brozovic like all summer long, you know, that we were supposedly tied with him. And everybody was thinking, oh, Walsh went to Italy. So that's the one that we're going to buy, you know. And there were rumors that we made a bid then and it wasn't accepted. There's rumors that we've already made a bid. Who knows? I think the Nzonzi one is the more legit one. Either one coming in would be nice because I think both of them would play more forward. I could see us maybe bringing in a center back. I don't know why. I just feel like we've been looking. It wouldn't surprise me if we bring in the center back from Lille at Sumwara.
Yeah, I was going to say something like that. He seemed likable.
The fact that we went to go watch him and he was hurt, but the fact that we were interested enough for Walsh to go watch him, to me, says we have some interest, and there has been enough interest from the other side for them to make the trip. I've been consistently disappointed in January windows from Everton every year.
Yeah, I know. It's just paying over the odds, isn't it? And it really doesn't surprise me. I feel you know, you get quite the notion for managers that they don't like the January window themselves. You know, it disrupts plans and it's not ideal.
I get why it's there. It makes sense.
Yeah.
You have bad injuries to your squad. You want to be able to, you know, fix that. Things that are outside of your hands. It happens.
Yeah.
Part of me likes the fact it's there, but it is, you're right. It does, it's a huge distraction for the middle of a season. Yeah. And if you want to screw somebody over, you put out some stories that your club's interested in them or whatever, and all of a sudden they're looking over their shoulder, and, you know, so
yeah,
it happens. So, guys, who would you actually want gone?
Morgan Schneiderlin, Ramirez on loan, Martina, and Besic, really. That's it.
Okay. Me. Max?
This isn't me slating the playing ability. I just feel like the club need to change the direction. So I think Jags has always got a place at the club, but I just feel like and Williams was me other shout as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To leave.
As far as leaving and being sold, I would love for, you know, Martina. I wrote down Jags. I was hesitant about Ashley Williams just because I feel like, I don't know why, but I feel like he's got a little bit more time left in his legs than Jags does. So I would hold on to him. Just, I feel like you got to keep one of those for locker room presence. Mm-hmm. I think we need to get rid of one of our keepers. Robles is almost out of contract, so he's not going to sign a new one. He wants to go be a starter somewhere. So that's the one I would say, but I like him. I think he's better than Stack. So either Robles or Stack. Yeah. Sandro Claussen, Besic, and Schneiderlin. I would be fine with those first three going on loan. Schneiderlin, we sell him just because I don't know about his attitude. I don't know about that. The other three are so young, we can do loan. Your dream signings, Edward.
My dream signing of every player, Kane. Harry Kane. I would just love for him to come to the club, but it's never going to happen. That's why it's a dream.
Yeah, I mean, these are dreams. That's the thing. If we make these, this is just analyzing what we feel like our weaknesses are and putting in a signing. So if you want to say Ronaldo, Cristiano Ronaldo, Messi, and Kane, you can say that.
Oh, gosh, no.
You know?
I took a bit more of a realistic, practical approach.
Max did? No way! No, realistic, right. Max?
Right. Well, still, even in that sense, I still really couldn't see us bringing any three of them in, really. I feel like, you know, we need a left back in the long term because Baines hasn't got much longer left in his legs. The three names that I've put down, Kieran Tierney from Celtic, Ryan Sessegnon from Fulham, and Joe Bryan from Bristol City.
Oh, you're so boring.
No, but those are good. The first two are pretty unrealistic, but they're great.
They're good.
You know, they're all. I mean, I know a lot of people say Sessegnon isn't a left back, but the opportunity there to work with Leighton Baines, you know, to learn off Leighton Baines, who in his heyday was one of the best English left backs at the time. So it's unrealistic, but we need that fix at left back long term.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else, or is that you addressed left back?
To be honest, that was just me focus going into it and looking at it left back. I feel like, you know, we could do a centre back cover. We'll see how Funes Mori gets on when he comes back and is in full fitness.
All right. So my dream signings, my left back is Rodriguez from AC Milan, the guy who played for Wolfsburg for a while. I don't think that's a ridiculous shout. I don't think he's the best in the world, but I think he's good.
It's probably more realistic than Tierney, Sessegnon, O'Brien. AC Milan are not in the greatest of season.
My next two are ridiculous, so I'm just going to say them. All right? Nemanja Matic from Man United. That ain't happening, but I think he fills a position we don't have. A big guy who can also distribute. And so, yeah. And David Silva, just because I don't think we have anybody with that kind of vision. They're ridiculous. Yeah. We know. All right? But... But those are the signings that I would think, like, they address areas we need work on.
Yeah, you know? Definitely.
So, definitely. So guys, I guess that wraps it up. Edward has a date with like 11 ladies.
Okay.
So we need to hurry because he's got a role. That's the end of the our last transfer segment, and that's the end of the big show for the podcasters out there. If you're subscribed to our podcast, thanks. But if you haven't, please subscribe to the Toffee Blues podcast. Rate it if you can. If you're digging the videos, please subscribe to us. Nearing 500. That's awesome. Check out Edward's YouTube channel, Jam E. James. Details are below. Check out Max's stuff on the Toffee Blues website. And yeah, and if you see me in North Carolina, make sure you say hey and give me a high five. All right, that's all. That's all we got. I guess that's it. Here's hoping the game goes well and the window is not boring. All right, all right. So thanks so much, and yeah, bye.
Thanks for watching. Adios.